The National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration named 2014 the warmest year ever on Earth. Then it declared 2015 the warmest ever, and 2016 may have set a new record. Climate change is heating things up and causing all sorts of challenges, including for coffee growers who make our morning ritual possible. Reporter Daniel Grossman went to northern Tanzania, where coffee growers are facing weather conditions increasingly unsuitable to growing coffee.
So two of the ladies will show you how they dry the coffee, because the coffee is sun-dried, so we need to turn it in the sun.
Coffee grower Bente Luther Medok explains to tourists how she grows and processes beans at her Machari coffee estate near Tanzania's border with Kenya. Towering above them, the snows of nearby Mount Kilimanjaro sparkle in the sun.
One, two, three.
On command, the tourists yank on a black tarp, flipping a batch of beans warming under the cloudless sky. They even out the mound of beans by hand.
Coffee is a beautiful product.
German-born Luther Medok hardly fits the stereotype of a hard-nosed overseer. She's dressed in a dainty white blouse and wears her blonde hair in a ponytail. Her estate produces a boutique bean that's praised for its smooth, chocolatey flavor.
My own passion is to do organic coffee. It makes the taste special and different.
In 15 years, Luther Medok has planted 250,000 trees. She says cajoling these trees to produce a good crop is getting harder. This year's harvest was okay, but
we've had the two seasons before that, which were pretty disastrous crop-wise. So that means going down to 50% down, which is really a disaster, yeah.
Coffee has its optimum temperature and optimum rainfall.
Susanna Gastamwambo is a crop scientist at the Tanzania Coffee Research Institute. She says the climate here is changing, making it harder to grow coffee.
There have been severe drought in some areas, and the rainfall are now not reliable.
You see this?
Is this tree dead?
Yeah.
So why did they die?
Because of rain. They don't have enough water.
Big plantations like Machari Estate can withstand bad years with help from irrigation systems, savings, and expert advisors. But Melkisevic Mushi, a farmer down the road, isn't so lucky. Like most of Tanzania's coffee growers, he's completely dependent on the weather.
This one, this is the beginning of flower. All this is the flowers.
Now they are waiting for rain.
Mushi is secretary of an 80-member growers cooperative. He owns a spread the size of a football field. It's planted in corn, bananas, and 2,000 coffee trees. Coffee is his cash crop. Several decades ago, when he was young, a wet period of about 2 months, called the short rains, began every October. Flowers burst from buds of well-watered trees, and in time matured into ripe red coffee fruit. Speaking through a translator, Mushi tells me that the short rains can no longer be counted on. And when they do come, they're often too late.
He said that the coffee tree sometimes need water and sometimes need sun. So it is only sunny. If it is much drought, the tree must die.
And there's another problem. Coffee trees have to cool off after sunset to thrive. But nighttime temperatures in Tanzania are up nearly 3 degrees Fahrenheit since 1960 and getting hotter. Some farmers might move uphill, but most of the good areas are already occupied or designated as wildlife reserves. So more and more coffee-growing areas will be abandoned. And the same thing will happen in other coffee-producing countries, including Brazil, Kenya, and Costa Rica.
Yeah, so our projections, what they show, that by 2050, at least 50% of the current coffee-growing areas are going to be significantly less suitable to produce coffee.
Peter Laterac is a Swiss climate specialist with the International Center for Tropical Agriculture. He says warming will open up some new areas for growers, but overall the amount of land good for existing coffee strains will decline. And there's also bad news for consumers who start each day with a cup of Joe.
This, in combination with increased demand, for, mainly in Asian countries for coffee, will probably increase the prices for coffee.
For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman.